22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to make you empowered. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do with Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the jumping superbug. Oh, yeah. It's out there. Science has identified it. Also, we're going to be talking about the many benefits of some herbs for your liver. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are also. And so today's devotional puts us in Psalms 118, where it says, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." Of course, if you know, princes means legislators. So amen to that. Put your trust in the Lord, seek the Lord's face, mind time to grow short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, only 12% of American adults are metabolically healthy. So being a normal weight doesn't mean you are metabolically healthy, they say. Only a small number of American adults meet the criteria for metabolic health. And this was a recent study that got published in the Metabolic Syndrome and Related Disorders Journal. And in general, they say Americans, only about 12% of them in our population actually meet the metabolic criteria. So that means what? 88% of Americans aren't healthy. So their study defined metabolic health as having a healthy waist circumference and normal levels of triglycerides, high density HDL cholesterol, balanced blood sugars, and good blood pressure, and you're not using any medications to keep it that way. So the researchers at the University of North Carolina also looked at the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey of 8,000 people, and based on their findings, they also found only 12% of the American population, that's about 27.3 million, are metabolically healthy. Not good. Which brings us to last but not least in the quack report, heart failure deaths on the rise, and younger adults dying from heart failure. So recent decline in the heart failure-related deaths in the U.S. has been reversed with a new type of death from heart failure from younger adults ages 35 to 64. So the research paper that was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology on Monday, it points out there's this increase in the prevalence of obesity and diabetes that are pushing up the heart failure deaths.
So younger adults are developing heart failure. About 5.7 million in the United States have heart failure, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. And they say excess weight will put a strain on the heart. And I see a lot of that in these young adults, you know, under the age of 30. I mean, they're just, you know, 2 and 3 times their size. And you're just, you know, putting a lot of pressure on the heart, joints. Metabolically, they're kind of a time bomb. So we really need to do better with our diets, because everything we put in the body, it's causing a reaction. So we have to look at what we're doing. And hopefully you guys will out there. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
All right, we're back, and we're going to be talking about the jumping superbug, but before we get to all that great stuff, I do want to mention the good folks at Apothecary Herbs. They're having a Mother's Day sale that runs through the 12th, so this is a really great time. You'll save 20% if you need to stock up on immune-boosting herbs, organ cleansing, natural flea and tick collars for the dogs and cats, you know, things for the kids to get through next school year, and, you know, save 20%. Now through the 12th, and that's on orders of $50 or more. You can find out more on their website at thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call and get their free product catalog, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, if you're on their website, I encourage you to sign up for their newsletters. They're absolutely free. They go out twice a week. You can sign up for both if you want. There's the American Family newsletter that covers health and investment info. And then there's the HealthQuest that will natural therapy stuff, and that goes out on Friday. But you can sign up for both if you at thepowerherbs.com. It is only delivered by email. So you got to sign up. If you got email, you can sign up. And it's, you know, opt-in, opt-out, just whatever you like. Now, if you're looking for Get Started book. A lot of people call and say, don't you offer, you know, classes and stuff like that? Well, the show is kind of like a class, and we do have a radio archive section on the website. So thepowerherbs.com will have a herb talk section, and you can go and listen to the shows anytime you like, and they're completely free, and it's sort of like a class. Also, the Power Herbs book that I wrote is a beginner book if you want to get your feet wet, learning how to do your cleanses, even how to make your own little herbal tinctures for yourself and your family, all in there, herbs to avoid if pregnant or nursing, herbs for pets, all kinds of things are in this book, and it's like 400 pages. Now, it is available in the digital download at thepowerherbs.com. Click on Books and Newsletters to get to the Power Herbs book. You can download it in a PDF, iPad, or Kindle format for just $14.99. So get to getting and get empowered. That's what it's all about. And we're going to get to our topic, and it is calling me sincerely. It's called the jumping superbug, and it's going to be interesting. So let's get to that.
Thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme, tincture, and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to be talking about the jumping superbug, and after that, we're going to talk about herbs for your liver. So let's get to all that great information. That's what you're here for. So this bacteria seems to assist other bacteria in becoming drug resistant. Now, the research was published in the May 7, 2019 in the Journal of MBio, and the drug resistance is now global. And even the UN has really no clue what to do. So we're going to find out how we can protect ourselves from the bacteria using herbs. And it's not resistant to the herbs. So let's check it out. Here is a quote from Dr. Martin Weidman. He's food and safety professor there at Cornell University. He says, this last resort antibiotic, colostin, has been designated a highest priority antibiotic by the United Nations World Health Organization. But the MCR9 bacteria gene causes other bacteria to become resistant to it. Also, he goes on to say, if colistin resistance spreads, it literally could mean death for patients, end of quote. Well, let's look at this mobile bacteria, because what science is saying is that the drug-resistant bacteria is so mobile, now it can jump, you know, on your airplanes, infect all parts of the globe. And they seem to be concerned that this MCR9 bacteria gene is arming other bacteria with greater resistance. And we're just hearing about this now. But science has known about this bacterial gene since 2015. And the National Center of Biotechnology Information and the National Institutes of Health included MCR9 bacteria gene in their database. So the medical professionals around the world have access to the information in the database, and so they can identify food poisoning microbes based on these bacterial profiles. Here is a quote from Dr. Weidman again. He goes, if you go to the hospital and this gene is kind of floating or jumping around, that can be trouble. He said the gene is movable. It jumps. In a hospital setting, we can screen patients for the resistance, and patients can be isolated if necessary to maintain the biosecurity, end of quote. Well, science, you know, is now, guess what? Guess what they're doing? They're turning to herbs. I just love this part. It is interesting that the very botanical medicine science has scrutinized and rebuked as worthless for improving your health is now looking to the herbs to find a solution to this drug resistance threat. And they started searching for botanical herbs that assisted with inflammation. And in April 2016, scientists landed on the great willow herb. So there are 197 species of this plant, but most people are familiar with the evening primrose variety. And in some areas of the world, the herb is considered a weed, but it offers anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. So what the research team in Romania did was they prepared a series of herb extracts with the great willow herb and used it with antibiotics. So the research is suggesting that the herbs with the drugs offer a synergistic effect, and this could lead to reducing antibiotic doses and side effects. Here is a quote from Open Chemistry, reported in 2016. They say, as more and more bacterial strains do not react to any currently known antibiotics, scientists turn to nature, screening the plant-derived compounds to identify new drug leads. So they don't want to just use the whole body and chemistry of the plants, your medicinal herbs. They want to isolate and make drugs out of them. But they change the whole action in the human body when that happens. Here is a quote from the journal De Gruyter, March 30th, 2019, and they say, the great willow herb has been confirmed as an effective source of natural antimicrobials. It offers antibiotic synergistic action, offering the capacity to influence strains such as E. coli, strep, staph, gram-positive bacteria, food poisoning bacteria, candida, and the deadly fungi. So physicians and pharmacists are using this herb in a combination with varied antibiotics as an antibacterial therapy, end of quote. So what else have they discovered? Well, when the Romanian scientists tested the great willow herb, they also found it contained cancer preventative effects. Whew. Specifically, they stated it was it would be beneficial towards prostate health. So in their report, they stated the herb was full of flavonoids, polyphenols, oil, vitamins, amino acids, and minerals. Just the thing your body needs to heal itself, right? So we just learned, you know, recently, if you've been hearing the show, we just had a segment on the silent pandemic with the fungus Candida auriaris. So why is it that I can find these research reports from medicine itself, and most physicians have no clue what they should do? They don't know. Let's say evening primrose could, you know, destroy the fungus, for instance, and destroy the gram-positive bacteria. So why are the hospitals, you know, not using these things? You know, I have seen these reports that copper and silver kill a host of microbes on surfaces that, you know, would be a great way to prevent infectious disease. And according to the Infectious Control and Hospital Epidemiology, one day in isolation costs $35 per day just in supplies, you know, like gloves, gowns, and face gear. That doesn't cover the contact protocols, which are $125 to $193 a day. So, you know, that should answer, I guess, your question, why the hospitals aren't using the preventative things that we already know work to tamp down the spread of infection. So let's look at the tip of the iceberg here, the tip of the bacterial iceberg. According to physician reports all across the globe, the problem with bacterial infections is and them not responding to treatment is a growing concern, but the public is really not aware how much of a concern it is. Here is a quote from James Hughes. He's an MD, co-director of Emory Antibiotic Resistance Center in Atlanta, Georgia. He says, most drug-resistant bacteria does not spread easily from person to person and terrify people to the extent that Ebola does. However, he says, it is a serious problem, and it's getting worse, and we don't have the tools that we need to fully confront it, end of quote. And now Henry Chambers, he's also a doctor. He's the chief physician at the Division of Infectious Disease, San Francisco General Hospital. He says, just because there is a single case of a superbug infection does not mean it has jumped to others. However, I don't take comfort in that. And when you identify one case, there are often very many that have not yet been recognized, but soon will be. It's kind of the tip of the iceberg problem, end of quote. So the bacteria that is plaguing mankind can come in many different forms. It can come in pneumonia or sexually transmitted diseases, as well as food poisoning. So the prescribing these high-potency, top-shelf antibiotics like colistin and using antibiotic combination drugs also brings along with it risks and complications. You know, things like organ failure, of course. Therefore, the last-ditch effort antibiotic may also, you know, it may kill the bacterial infection, but it may also put you on the liver or the kidney transplant list. So right now, we're told that the death toll is about 23,000 a year with the killer bacteria, the drug-resistant type, but they say it's increasing. And these types of infections cost about $20 billion just in the United States. So therefore, infectious bacteria is really big money. It's a big money maker for medicine. Here is a quote from Henry Chambers, chief of infectious disease, San Francisco General Hospital. He says, doctors don't realize that the bacteria making the patient sick are resistant to the antibiotics prescribed. By the time doctors figure out the antibiotics are not working, the bacterial infection has had 2 to 3 days to progress. You know, giving it time to spread, not a good thing, not a good thing. And, you know, who's at risk? Well, accordingly, patients with, you know, compromised or weak immune systems, those with serious health problems will certainly be at risk. However, that does not mean there is a segment of the population that is immune. And we're going to take a little break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about what we can expect and the action we can take to protect ourselves. We'll be right back. To developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I'm on your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to be concluding this part of the show. Let me read you this quote from Jean Patel. She's a medical doctor at the CDC Antibiotic Resistant Laboratory, who says these infections do strike and even kill people who are otherwise perfectly healthy. Anybody can become infected with a resistant bacteria. Some people are carriers and show no symptoms. So it's hard to predict how much worse antibiotic resistance will get in the next few years. We do have long-term forecasts, and it's pretty grim.
I can tell it can kill more people per year, she says, than cancer. So conditions like tuberculosis and the sexually transmitted diseases could become untreatable. So we have to start thinking ahead about these things. All right. Let me read you another quote from Dr. James Hughes, co-director, Emory Antibiotic Resistance Center, Atlanta, Georgia. He says, we'll never totally eliminate the problem of antibiotic resistance, but we can do a lot better in being prepared, detecting, and responding to it more effectively and preventing it as much as possible, end of quote. Never be rid of it, huh? Well, let's talk about what we should expect. Well, most honest experts in medicine feel this problem is going to get worse before it gets better. And I personally see a very slow incorporation of medicinal herbs into modern medicine to help us with this problem. You know, because herbs that are not made into drugs go against the grain in modern healthcare. So science must make improvements to the herbs, make them better, because they have to be seen as a drug. And they can't be just used on their own, because that would make the medicinal herbs without merit, see. Well, let's take action, shall we? People should realize that, you know, the average person, who has taken antibiotics or has taken vaccines has typically a suppressed immunity. So immune boosting herbs actually bring your immune system strength back up to normal. So herbs support immune system function, and many drug-resistant microbes, even in pandemic pathogens, are pretty much not resistant to the medicinal herbs that help your immunity work. So strong immune formulas contain things like echinacea and garlic and cayenne, and you're going to find a full selection of immune support formulas that fight bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast at Apothecary Herbs. So give those experts in immune boosting a call. And let me point out that you have a pandemic kit, has a 10-year shelf life. They also have a pneumonia kit and many other essential organic herbal whole food medicinal products you'll want to have. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. And that's toll free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, you're taking the power back. That's what you're doing. By the way, they do have a Mother's Day sale. It's going on now. You'll save 20% store-wide on orders of $50 or more. So that ends on the 12th. That ends Mother's Day. So do take advantage of that as soon as you can. Yes? Yes. All right. All right. So we're going to shift gears. And we're going to be talking about some of the wonderful herbs that help support your liver. And you can't live without that liver. It does many, many things for us. It's the largest organ of the body, and it has a lot of responsibility. So the liver has to change food into energy while it neutralizes poisons. It neutralizes alcohol. It neutralizes prescription drugs, any toxic substance. So your digestion really doesn't stand a chance of having a normal function if you don't have a healthy liver, because it helps with the gallbladder producing bile for breaking down fats and converting them to amino acids for fuel for your cells. So modern medicine wishes it could offer patients a really good liver, but it can't. So you're going to be looking at how you can protect the one you have, keep it really functioning well. So let's see what happens when your liver is at risk. A lot of health risks out there for the liver. You can get a virus like hepatitis. You can be on prescription drugs that kill the liver. You can drink a little too much alcohol. Lots of poisons out there. Even cancer can attack that organ. So liver disease will scar the liver tissue, and it causes that cirrhosis, that scarring of the liver, which is about 80% of the cases for a liver disease. And all that is very much preventable. Now, a sure sign that the liver is sick is you may get a little yellowing to the skin, a little jaundice look to you. About 10 out of 100,000 people die from chronic liver disease, and it's totally avoidable. Nearly 10 out of 100,000 are going to die, and 2 million Americans have alcohol-related liver disease issues. So that works out to about 30,000 deaths each year.
from a disease that attacks the liver. And we're told that 3.5 million suffer from hepatitis C, and that causes about 12,000 deaths each year. When someone within scientific medicine can say, you know, there's no such thing as hepatitis C, someone in medicine should say that, oh, I think I did hear that from Dr. Joseph Mercola. It's all made up. They say hepatitis B attacks 46,000 and increases your risk of liver cancer by about 100%, and it causes about 5,000 deaths a year. So a very disturbing statistic is that liver transplants are on the rise for children. So if you contract hepatitis, your physician can only advise you to rest and refrain from anything that would further damage the liver, like drinking alcohol, taking drugs, smoking, that kind of thing. So if you have cirrhosis of the liver, the most your doctor will do is offer you relief from your symptoms and hopefully not add any more complications. So now if you eat something poisonous, let's say like poisonous mushrooms, your doctor doesn't have a clue. They just wait until you die from the consequences. It runs its course. But modern medicine refuses to use herbs that help protect the liver from such things. And what about chemotherapy in the liver? Well, scientific medicine often prescribes chemotherapy to people with liver cancer. And in 2009, there was a study that said milk thistle herb reduces inflammation of the liver and protects it from further damage from chemotherapy. However, scientific medicine wants, you know, leverage the milk thistle for chemotherapy treatments in order to give a more potent dose of the toxic substance. Uh-oh. That's not how you work it, though. The study made it to the Journal of Cancer and American Cancer Society, and here's a quote from Dr. Kara Kelly at New York Presbyterian Hospital. She says, chemotherapy drugs cause inflammation in the liver, and often doctors have to discontinue the treatment. Despite limited knowledge of milk thistle herb, medicine has begun to use the herb to reduce the inflammation. Wow. So it can continue to poison you. Well, let's look at the skin cancer study, too. There was a study in the University of Colorado in 2013 which found that your milk thistle herb kills skin cells that have been mutilated by UVA radiation and helps protect the skin from damage. So the research and the of another similar study that also got published in the Journal of Molecule Carcinogenesis also confirmed that milk thistle is the bomb. Okay, here is a quote from Rajesh Artwell, PhD, Cancer Prevention and Control at the CU Cancer Center. He says, when you have a cell affected by UV radiation, you either want to repair it or kill it so it can't go on and cause cancer. So we show that your milk thistle that contains silymarin does both. It repairs or it helps remove and replace the cell with a healthy new one. I just love that. Well, let's look at some anti-cancer herbs, because in 2007, there's this research team. They discovered milk thistle has anti-cancer effects. Anti-cancer effects. The plant has compounds, and it suppresses the growth of cancer cells, especially in the liver. So the study results were published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology, and researchers are trying to isolate milk thistle compounds to make the drug for things like hepatitis B, cirrhosis, liver cancer, and so on. Of course, their version is going to deliver side effects because they can't leave it alone. They got to mutilate God's copyright. And that's the modus operandi of drugs. They may initially address your first complaint, but then they're going to leave you with a secondary problem. So milk thistle offers no risks, has no high prescription costs. It's a whole food. And here are some of the report observations of milk thistle. They observed milk thistle dealing with cancer cells. They said it reduced the number of cancer cells. It stopped the spread of cancer cells. It stopped the replication of the cancer cells. And it altered the cell structure and increased the death rate of the cancer cells. So, hey, let's just say it kills cancer, right? That's what it did. That's what it did. If they had a drug that did that, that's what they would be proclaiming. Here is a quote from Dr. Kay Quinn Hu, physician of hepatology. He's a liver specialist, University of California. He says, we discovered that milk thistle is a biologic compound and has been widely used in folk remedies for liver disease for centuries. And it's safe and it's well tolerated by the body. It protects the liver from drug and alcohol injury. And we are looking to manufacture a defined chemical form of the milk thistle for prescription therapy use. Well, doc, why can't they just use milk thistle? He goes on to say, I am convinced that the scientific results show milk thistle can be used to prevent liver cancer. He used the word prevent. And he says it's one of the most common cancers worldwide, liver cancer. So this has opened our minds to the possibility of testing other herbal supplements for possible cancer treatments. They still don't see. They already have a cancer treatment. It's the herb itself. Why do they got to make a drug out of it? Well, let's look at quality standards for a minute. I'm sorry. We're going to be taking a break here in a minute. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking about quality standards and how beneficial milk thistle is for colon cancer, and all kinds of neat things it's good for. So we'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about how wonderful the milk thistle herb is at helping the liver heal. And we're going to talk about the quality standards when you're looking at milk thistle out there. I would caution you that there's going to be a difference in the quality of your milk thistle supplements. Really investigate them. Look for sources that have milk thistle in whole food till standard form. So in other words, very little processing done to it. Usually your potency will be the weakest in teas,
little stronger in capsules and tablets, and your most potent is going to be your aged extracts or tinctures. So really you want to look for till standard. If you're getting a tincture, it should be organic alcohol that they age it in. It's going to be more potent to use the tincture if you really need to get some heavy work done on the liver real quick. Some people may say, well, if I have cirrhosis of the liver, why should I use a tincture? Because it's alcohol-based. Well, there's less than 0.5% by weight by volume, so it's not quite enough alcohol per dose to be a problem for cirrhosis of the liver. If you want to remove the alcohol, you can warm some water, not to boil it, but just warm it, kind of the temperature of a baby's bottle kind of warm, and then put your tincture dose in an ounce of that warm water and let it sit for about 5 minutes. And what happens is it's just warm enough to evaporate off the alcohol but leave the herb, okay? And then you just drink the water. Let's get to the milk thistle colon cancer topic for a sec, because St. Louis University did some studies in 2016 on the effects of milk thistle with regard to colon cancer. And the researchers discovered that the compound of silymarin in the milk thistle inhibits the spread of colon cancer cells and increases their cell death. So the research was published in the Journal of Cancer. And in this study, they added curcumin to the milk thistle, and it seemed to magnify, give it a synergistic effect of the milk thistle. And you can do that many times. You can layer in different herbs, and you just get more power. Here's a quote from a Dr. Ezekiel, PhD, biomedical science at St. Louis University. He says, the combination of the herbs of the photochemicals inhibited the cancer cells from multiplying and spreading. In addition, the cancer cells underwent a high amount of cell death, and it killed the cancer. This is an alternative therapeutic approach to cancer treatments to avoid toxicity and the chemotherapy. I do believe these plant chemicals can be an effective treatment in preventing colon cancer, end of quote. But, of course, you know, there's not enough money for medicine and just, you know, selling you a bottle of herbs. You know what I mean? They gotta make the chemo treatments, the laser radiation treatments. They gotta make all this money somehow, somewhere. And this is why you're not seeing it being used in medicine. So people are suffering and dying, and it's really, really sad. Well, let's talk about some other things milk thistle can do for you. Do you have a sweet tooth? Well, if you do, there was this research in 2016. It discovered that milk thistle has health benefits, especially if you're diabetic. So the research got published in the Phytotherapy Research Journal, and the scientists focused on the antioxidants in the plant, which they found lowers sugar that binds to the blood and reduces fasting blood sugar levels. Yep. And the researchers used medical texts from John Wiley and Son archives, which really is a resource for medical texts, journals, and other educational materials. Here's a quote from the Institute of Medicinal Plants. They said this: we don't know the exact mechanism of action in the milk thistle, but the research shows the silymarin, which is an antioxidant in the milk thistle, can play an important role in treating type 2 diabetes. Milk thistle, people. And, you know, we just, you know, not being told any of that. What about brain tumors? Well, somebody should have told John McCain. In 2015, research began at the Max Planck Institute in Munich. They used milk thistle for brain tumors. Researchers were looking for a non-invasive way to treat brain tumors, and especially cancer of the pituitary gland. And they discovered that the harmless psilocybin, which is in milk thistle, has no side effects, and it avoids poisoning the patient with chemo drugs. And the research was published in the Journal of Nature Medicine. This is Dr. Max Planck, Institute of Munich. He says the psilocybin in a milk thistle is a major action compound that has an outstanding safety profile in humans, which is already being used in the treatment of liver disease. Yeah.
So it is it a coincidence that there are 500,000 gallbladders being removed each year, or is it because our sick livers are not able to detoxify the system due to liver disease? Well, I mean, you know, the liver and the gallbladder work in tandem together, so take care of your liver. Take care of your liver. In the 17th century, there was a British herbalist, Nicholas Culpepper. He used milk thistle. He used it for jaundice, liver diseases. In the first century, the Roman physician Pliny published writings about how amazing milk thistle was as a help in the body to carry off bile. So it helped the liver and the gallbladder and helped digestion. So homeopaths also use small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders, gallstones, and even varicose veins. Wow. So you didn't know. Who knew milk thistle was so fabulous at preserving health, right? Now, German researchers, they love milk thistle. They were able to identify three liver protective compounds in milk thistle in 1968. Altogether, the compounds are known today as silymarin. They just lump it all together, antioxidant. So how do the compounds in milk thistle actually work? What they do is they bind to receptors on the liver cell membrane, and they block toxins from entering the liver. They also recognize the function that the name antioxidant, the silymarin, goes an extra mile, helping your liver repair itself, stimulating it, so that sick dying cells are quickly replaced with healthy new ones. So it helps with the regeneration of your liver. That is the fastest regenerating organ of your body, is the liver. Adam and Eve had a new liver every 30 days because, well, of course, they didn't have a lot of toxins, see. But that's how fast that organ is supposed to regenerate. So what scientists are finding is that milk thistle can be used for even the worst liver disease very safely and effectively. The German E-Commission evaluated herbs for liver function and approved the milk thistle extract for all types of liver conditions. So under their studies for hepatitis, several European researchers said that the patients who used the milk thistle recovered quickly. One Italian study of 20 hepatitis patients, some were given milk thistle and some were given a placebo. The ones that got the milk thistle regained normal liver function. Europeans have found that those who accidentally eat, let's say, poisonous mushrooms have a 95% survival rate when they use milk thistle. The silymarin in your milk thistle is able to block the poison from entering the liver and killing the organ. And so one Scandinavian study also had 97 alcoholics with liver damage, but not yet to the cirrhosis stage. Those who took the milk thistle showed significant improvement in their liver enzymes, indicating the liver was healing. Yeah, your liver enzymes are real important. I tell people, you know, take notice of the blood work your doctors do for you. Ask them to check liver enzymes. If you're on prescription drugs, most likely they're checking it anyway because toxic drugs can kill a liver, and so they watch those enzymes. But the problem is when the enzymes get out of whack, the damage is being already done. So they usually take you off a drug, put you on another one, but drugs are very, very hard on the liver. Your liver has to produce enzymes, like P450 enzyme, to neutralize all that toxicity. And the liver doesn't have an endless supply of these enzymes. It can get exhausted. So you gotta really know these things. So consuming lots of alcohol isn't the only thing that can damage. Taking large or long-term doses of even over-the-counter acetaminophen or even prescription meds can damage your liver. So there was this animal study, and milk thistle was given to protect the livers of rats, and then they were given very large doses of acetaminophen. Milk thistle preserved the liver from liver damage. And then another study, it prevented the damage from antibiotics, antidepressants, and antipsychotic drugs. But it doesn't mean you should be taking those drugs. It just means that the milk thistle is awesome at protecting you. It's good at protecting you from industrial chemicals. And when they also looked at milk thistle under the microscope, they were looking into how milk thistle lowers cholesterol.
and reduces the risk of diabetes. Now, for some, milk thistle in large doses can cause a lot of stomach upset. So it's recommended that, you know, if you're pregnant, if you're nursing, you shouldn't use it until after you're done or under the strict observation and direction of your physician. So some other facts is your milk thistle has vitamin D, which helps your liver to properly convert and store various phosphorus compounds so it can function. It helps, the milk thistle helps the liver function and manage your glucose. It helps with excessive lipid levels that could clog organs of the body. So milk thistle helps with all kinds of wonderful things. But if you're looking for some high vitamin D foods, cod liver oil, mackerel, sardines, tuna, 1 cup of eggs, or 1 cup of milk and 1 large egg also has your vitamin D in there. Doesn't just come from the sun or a supplement bottle. It can come from foods. So you have the option. You can power up your liver even if you don't have a problem. You know, you may think you don't have a problem, but let me tell you, if you've had antibiotics, if you've had vaccines, if you've smelled car exhaust, your liver has been exposed to toxins. And a little milk thistle might give it a little, you know, boost. So if you're looking for some wonderful milk thistle, whole food, Tilth Standard Organic Milk Thistle, folks at Apothecary Herbs have a truckload of it. It's in a liquid form. It is awesome. Just take it directly. It's not hot. It's not bitter. You can just take it directly or put it in your juice. It's fine. Give them a call. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, but 866-229-3663 is the toll-free number, 866-229-3663. And don't forget to have that Mother's Day special going on. Save 20%. I'm out of time. I got to go, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.